Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
I know, but I think a this or that would be fun to put out. G Mike or Alex is a funny thing. Who do you prefer, G Mike or Alex? What do you guys say? If you have to choose one, gun to the head, you got to get rid of one.
Well, G Mike's not here.
He is.
Yes, he is.
He just joined.
He's hearing everything. He's hearing every mean word you're about to say.
Oh, no. I was going to say, you could just make an easy choice. The only person who's here, you say.
Well, I guess that ain't the choice, my friend.
Yeah. I kill them both.
Well, it's not about killing them, Dave. We're not killing anyone.
We're not going to murder anybody. We're going to pick this or that and then not kill the thing that lost. That's what you're saying?
They put a hand over their heads like this.
Dave misunderstood this assignment deeply. Dave, you are way too serious when you're not on this show.
Alex said it's because I want her baby. Oh, that is a good point. That is one of the benefits of killing Alex. I could probably take that baby. Harrington will be grieving. He won't know what's up.
I don't think that they're going to just give you the baby if you murder the mom.
I didn't say they were going to give me the baby. I said I was going to take it.
Oh, that's my favorite Law & Order SVU storyline is Captain Benson, the girl on the show, she had a lady help. She was helping a lady who was a drug addict. Get her pimp, and then the girl died in the process, and somehow Captain Benson got to keep the kid, who's now a 9-year-old bisexual.
Yeah, well, that's how the law works.
there was a cold open of Law & Order one time. Did we watch it on the show? I may have brought that because it was so funny the way he goes. He was like, "Mom, everyone's making fun of this kid in school saying he's gay, so I defended him and let him know that I'm bi." And the mom goes, Captain Benson goes, "Well, thank you so much for sharing that with me." Versus going like, "Who told you that at 9?
Oh, shit. Well, boys, the holiday season is upon us.
I know.
Sure is.
I know.
I put up the tree last night.
Oh, you do have that clip? Please, it is.
Please pull it up.
I'm bi. What? That's what my reaction to that would really be like, "Who told you you're bi?"
His mom called and wanted to have another play date, and I said that it would be better if she came to our house.
You didn't tell her it was about Hudson the dog cage.
Actually, I did.
Mom, I asked you not to.
Well,
Hudson's just an idiot. No one likes him anyway. He bullies everyone. It was just my turn to be his target.
Why?
I don't know. First, he went after Corey because Corey told everyone their pronouns are they, them. And Hudson started calling Corey a fairy.
Hudson is right. So, I'm on Hudson's side.
I said that I was bi. And that there's no shame in being true to yourself.
That's right, Noah. So you stood up for Corey and stood up for yourself.
I think this kid, no.
And that is incredibly brave.
Well, it's my truth.
I mean,
no, children don't talk this way.
I know.
It's my truth. What are you, a fucking campus activist? No 9-year-old talks this way.
His name is Noah. He's like, "I know a thing or two about sucking dick and eating pussy." I got there.
Oh, God, it's so painful.
Guys and girls, you know it.
You know it. Boys, girls, whatever. Butts. They both got butts.
So they were calling him a fairy. So then I told him that I fucking chug cock and like pussy. It's whatever, man. I go with the wind. And then I got suspended. for speaking like that in kindergarten.
Well, even like a 9 year old, not even being a fucking like dick here, but like a 9 year old, I don't think once before you go through puberty, you would even know what bisexual or your sexuality really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I had crushes when I was like in, you know,
I knew, I don't know. Grade. I knew I liked girls well I before knew I puberty.
Liked, here's what I'm saying. I knew I liked girls way before puberty. I feel like bisexual is something
you still
that like
girls before you still like girls before puberty, dude.
Yeah. But the no, like I almost feel like would you could you even know that you're bisexual before puberty? I mean, I guess you could if you could know you like boys.
I guess yeah, I mean, for sure. I'm not even saying you can't. It's just the whole it's just all so
I would say this
weird.
Kid says, I would say the little boy would say, I like boys before he said, so I told him I'm bi, and that's my truth. That a 9 year old wouldn't say.
I also, that's not the way 9 year old kids act. Like nobody's coming out and being like, let make it my turn now.
So I said, God doesn't make mistakes. And then I kissed a guy and a girl right in front of him so he would know.
Damn.
Then recess turned into the fucking Caligula fuck orgy it always turned into.
But this turned into him being put into a dog cage for being bi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She goes, oh, well, that's good because I just found out about one of these camps I'm going to send you to this summer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Noah, for giving me that truth.
What did James say yesterday? He said the gay, I almost hit him. It was so gay. We were talking about, we're listening to Christmas music. And then what's the George Michael song?
Last Christmas.
Is that the George Michael song? Yeah. Or is that Boy George?
Not George Michael.
No, George Michael. Yeah.
Christmas, yeah. I gave you my heart, but the very next day
you gave it away. Good song.
It's so, I'll tell you what New York will make you fucking hate Christmas carols in time.
Let me say what James said about it, which was fucking hilarious. He goes, we're listening to it. He's like, and I was like, oh, my mom used to have a big crush on George Michael. He was like, yeah, yeah. He was like, but he's gay. He was like, he's a really good looking man, but he's gay. And I was like, James, stop calling gay men really good looking. What's wrong with you?
No, I get it. Listen, I get guys wanting to have sex with this guy, but I don't think that's me. I don't know yet, but I'm feeling feelings about his penis. But
I don't mind you saying like a guy's good looking, but if it's just the gayest dude possible, it is a true thing, G Mike.
You can't take James' truth from him, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. James, we kind of talked about trans yesterday, and I just couldn't. He was like, if a boy decides to change a girl, he's a girl then. And I was like, no, he's not. He's like, what? I was like, no. I was like, you know, I guess you don't have to like make fun of him or like disrespect him. I was like, but you know.
That is fucking pretty funny. Both of us having like super liberal exes and stuff. It's like exactly that, the nurture of that versus being like, no, you're being crazy right now.
Well, yeah, I'm not teaching him to be hateful. I would never like cool. I would call we have this conversation a million times. I would call a trans a she in front of him, and I would tell him to do the same thing. But sure. It's like you don't have to have this fucking. You know, it was actually a great moment. Is Candace Owens just sort of dressing down what's his name from Wildin' Out?
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. I guess
it was great. I saw the clip you're talking about where she's like objective reality.
Objective truth. Yeah.
That's,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
but you great. Know, because Nick Cannon's just. An idiot. He's just
an idiot who's been in the corporate world forever and is just saying whatever's got to be said to, you know, survive that world.
And she just fucking like it was a 3 minute video where she just fucking like just lays it out. And she even catches him. He's like, well, yeah, you're kind of making a good point. He says nothing for it.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's like. Yeah. There's such a weird, like, little subtle thing. I mean, all she does is, I love Candace, she's great, but all she does, he just says, you know, like, basically what they just said, like, my truth thing. And she's like, yeah, there's no such thing as that. That's not what truth
there's
is.
There's your truth or the objective truth.
Yeah, it's like, but that's the word truth already has objective in it. Like, you don't even need, you know what I mean? It's right. Like, that's what truth means. It's not you get to have yours. No, look, dude, I think. Honestly, I think that like the way you handle it with James is like the perfect way. He's at an old enough age where it's like that's just the objectively the correct thing to be like, hey, don't be a dick to anyone. Be cool. Don't do that. But if me and you are talking about whether a boy can become a girl, like, no. You can't. That's not a real thing.
Dress up and you could respect their I didn't even say mental that's disorder because like, I feel like that
James, I would love you no matter what, unless you were gay.
Well, look, here. I would probably, if James were gay or if I got the idea that he was gay, I guess technically he could always be gay, I would probably be a little bit more sensitive to shit like that. But like, you know, he's sitting there on the couch fucking watching iCarly and humping his hands all morning. I'm pretty sure he's not gay.
iCarly. It was the friend, dude.
You think it was the friend? No, it was iCarly.
It was the hot friend on iCarly.
I wasn't really around for this era of shows.
Well, she's an adult now.
No, iCarly was the hotter one.
I thought the friend was the one who was going to be the hotter one, and she is in life.
Well, if we're going to rank children.
I met iCarly at the Burt Roast, and she was odd looking.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a weird, like, string bean bitch, but the other girl, is it Miranda? Is the girl that?
Jeanette McCurdy. And
that's
she was,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She was always kind of a chubby-cheeked little fucking, like, she didn't, it's like, and then she grew up, she's not hotter now. Pull them both up. She's definitely not hotter now.
She's hotter.
You're out of your... No, not as children, guys. Pull them up
God
as adults
it,
so we can judge
children,
their looks.
Mike, you fucking son of a bitch. That's a kid.
Now, granted, we are judging
them.
The
Jeanette
conversation
McCurdy.
Did come from... The conversation did just come from us saying we could tell who was going to be hotter.
Yeah.
No, McCurdy's got like fucking chubby chick face.
No.
Let's see. I mean, that's literally the best picture of her that's ever existed. Pull up any other photo of her and she's not as good looking as specifically this photo.
Nope. Still hot.
I don't think she's hot at all.
Well, she's hotter than Miranda Cosgrove.
Let's see Miranda Cosgrove now. No, I think she's way prettier.
She got a weird face to me.
They both have
they
weird,
both
they're
have
not
weird
hot.
Faces.
They're not
they're
hot.
Two, you're looking at two weird faced gals.
There's a reason neither of these Disney
Dave,
bitches are famous anymore.
You pick the female children you want to fuck, and me and Lewis will do our thing, okay?
I liked the boy on the left, but if I'm judging these two women,
well, here's
both,
what I'm saying. Like, both of these chicks no longer have careers because they grew up to be not hot. Had they grown up to be hot, they would be fucking Ariana Grande.
What Miranda Cosgrove does, but the other one just like started writing all like tell-all shit.
Well, yeah, she's like, yeah, I mean,
she's one of the big whistleblowers.
If you don't have a kid at this age, it's weird how there's like, I mean, I guess it's true in pop music and lots of things, but there's just entire worlds you're completely unaware of. Like, I never knew until you guys brought that documentary about the creeps on that show.
Nickelodeon.
I never knew Ariana Grande was like a kid star.
Yeah.
I just knew her as like, you know, I mean, I don't think I've ever listened to a full Ariana Grande song, but I know, you know, I know
what's
she's
funny
a pop
is you,
star.
You would know there, she's actually has way more popular songs. You know, you just be like, oh, I know all of these songs because they're fucking every time you go into a mall, they're playing one.
Did
of
you
her
always
songs.
Come on the first verse.
I knew.
Video,
I remember
the whole thing. You don't know.
I remember saying this with somebody, which is a weird thing because it's not even like when we were kids, you listened to the radio all the time. Like we're of the generation where like the radio was how you listen to music all the time. But I don't have anything like that anymore. But I said to someone like a year or 2 years ago that I was like, I really don't even think I know any Taylor Swift songs. And then like, I was like, oh yeah, I do know like a ton of them. Like as he was like, yeah. Oh, you know this one? But I was like, yeah, I do know that. But I'm like, where do I even hear
when you scroll on
through a Target once or a grocery store.
Yeah, yeah. So
and it's
I
also
guess.
They have like trending, like if you're on just Instagram, you scroll it all, like you're going to run into trending sounds. It's just sort of shifted. We don't listen to the radio anymore, but these songs probably get in your ears and like your ether even more than on the radio. Because how often were you really listening to the radio?
Oh, dude, SiriusXM.
I listen
SiriusXM to the channel now. Seriously, there's a channel now for whatchamacallit for TikTok. So it's like TikTok radio, and it's all the songs Jesus. That are being popular on TikTok right now. It's very weird.
I mean, between listening to the radio and then like watching like MTV, I mean, like that was pretty big when I was a kid. Like that was always
MTV,
what would be
yes.
on.
Yeah,
but radio is like in the morning on the way to school. Maybe once in a while I mean, how often were you listening? I mean, Dave, you were a wigger, I guess. Wiggers did have boom boxes on their ears as they walked down the street.
Oh, yeah. It's all times. I mean, sometimes my 8D batteries would run out and I'd have to replace them. But other than that, listening to the radio.
Do you know how badly I wanted a JVC kaboom box when I was a kid?
I knew when I lived in Ohio briefly with my dad, the beginning of ninth grade, maybe I want to say.
You got a kaboom box?
Or maybe it was, no, it may have been like sixth grade or seventh grade. No, my friend.
How long were you there for, by the way? I know you've told me. Oh, it's short, real short. Yeah.
My stepmom hated me. And then
I get it.
I got in the fights, and then like she said, I was being an animal in her neighborhood, and they sent me home. But they whatchamacallit, when I went there for that year, or like that couple months, yeah, this kid Kenny, my one friend, this giant black dude, big fat black guy, and he carried a fucking boombox with him, which is hilarious.
Nice. And you just picked him out. You went, "That's going to be my boy."
Yeah, and the day that I got into the fight after school, when I was like, I just knew I was gonna fight whoever said something that day because it was enough already. I was like, and I also at least I got Kenny, who's gigantic and like no one fuck, and he stayed across the street holding the boombox while I fought.
Oh,
He wasn't on the same
Kenny.
side of the street as me.
Oh, Kenny.
I
What's
was
the point of having a big black friend with a boombox?
I lucked out, dude. The kid they sent forward was so small. It was so weird.
Because you looked weak.
I was down at that point. I was like, well,
They
I was like,
sized you up and they were like, you know what? Send the smallest guy.
poor Marcus.
Jay's like, I'll fight whoever comes. He's like, Glass Joe? That's who you're sending to fight me?
It was so bizarre, dude. When he popped out of the pile, I was like, come on. I was like, this is mean.
I would have thought that this kid knows some sort of martial arts. I would have been like, he would have gotten in my head. Have they seen the smallest kid
I
possible?
hear you on that regard. There's an era in life where I'd be weirded out by the confidence of somebody, but we were just young enough that I was like sixth, seventh grade. It just didn't make sense. I just knew I
You
was
don't
like,
understand fighting enough at that
no,
age that you're
I was
like.
like, I go, you guys are feeding me. Like, I was prepared at that in my head. I was like, look, I'm gonna have to fight one of them. I'm sure it's gonna be like the guy, like their guy. And I was kind of like more dreading it more. And then when they just this kid squirted out of the thing, I was like, oh man, this is going to be stupid.
So funny. Yeah, like
No
when
one
you're a
else
kid,
jumped in or nothing.
it's not even about, you don't think about anything. Like I would have fought anybody on the wrestling team. Like if they were even like it wasn't even like I would like anyway, I was just a big kid. I was big. Anybody who I was bigger than, I'm like, oh, I could beat that person up. I'm bigger. That's all it was. That's this simplistic outlook of
And
like.
there is a lot of truth to that. So that mentality will be correct most of the time.
But
There's
there was a great
you're right, but it's a
there's a great example of that in UFC this week. I forget who the guy was. Something Hooper fought Clay Guida, I think. It was like one of the smaller fights, but it just when the guy came out, the guy Clay, I think it was Clay Guida. The guy he fought though looks like a guy where you were like, I think Christine pointed out, I was like, man, in a bar, if this guy was a problem, you wouldn't even think twice. You'd be like, what's up, dude? You want to go outside? And this guy would just massacre you.
Well, that's the thing, like people that are smaller, like I think now, especially that UFC's gotten so big, like I'm sure that like kids who are on the wrestling team have a different sort of confidence. But when I was
Yeah.
growing up, it wasn't like the kids that were on the wrestling team, they weren't like, oh, we're like tough kids who people were like afraid to fight.
Yeah, there he
You know what I'm
is.
saying? Like, yeah. They were like Chase Hooper, I think his name is.
Yeah, that kid handled Clay Guida.
Yeah.
He's really good.
What's it called? I rented a car because my car's in the shop and you know me, I have like bad ADHD, so I'll never set up the CarPlay on a rental. Like it's just not going to happen. Whatever the process is to like go into my phone and then connect it to their CarPlay, and like, so now I'm listening to FM radio, which I haven't done in I don't know how long. And I was driving a couple nights ago, and a Hot 97 came on. Have you listened to Hot 97 in a long time?
I don't even know what that is, dude. I'm a satellite radio
Dude, Hot 97.
guy.
First of all, it's still Funkmaster Flex.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. It's borderline comedic. It's like he's playing a prank on the listeners. Like every song, it's just like, just, and then he drops it out altogether. He's like, I'm gonna be doing brunch this weekend in New York City, biggest brunch in the world. He goes, I'm not like us. I'm not like us. I'm not. And then it's just.
It's not the song. No, I know, buddy. That would play on Howard Stern the other day. It's like a best of Howard Stern from a long time ago when he was talking about Funkmaster Flex was mad at Jay-Z for like stealing his idea for a streaming service or something. But it's like the conversation, it's so disjointed. He goes, yo, Jay, he goes, he writes to me, it's Hove, and he writes it in all caps. He's like, you don't put all caps in my phone. You go back and you change it to all lowercase. You don't caps HOV in my phone. And then yeah, it's like, and then
Wait,
some like song
what?
starts off with a girl, like, and he just keeps like repeating it, like, Jay,
Yeah,
I ain't your homeboy. Don't play with me in these streets.
Wait, this
Like
is Funk
5 minutes,
Flex
you're like,
saying
holy
this?
shit, dude. Yes. It's like, it's
But he isn't
deep.
even going to be mad. He'll just do that if he
Yeah.
just, it's just a Friday night. And he's just like, you're listening to, you're trying to just
He
hear a
goes,
song. I'm
there's
like, I really want to
a.
hear this Kendrick Lamar song.
Yo, there's unusually heavy traffic going into the GW. Oh, Dave, your didn't work.
Did
it, the mic didn't pick it up, or you just didn't
No,
like it?
no. Jay, are you on a microphone?
No, I mean, computer microphone.
No. Happened to your microphone?
It's over there. I'm laying down because my stomach's killing
Oh, all right. Well, fuck this show.
I woke up at 5:30 a.m. with the Hershey squirts.
Yeah, but by the way, Funkmaster Flex is a big part of why Jay-Z became so big.
Sure. Well,
He
those
was a
mixtapes in
huge,
general, those mixtapes were
but
nuts.
he also just played him nonstop.
No, I know that's such a thing. Those days are so gone, man. You could go. It was as fun as going to the store to like Sam Goody or something to buy a CD. You go to like the fucking car wash or something, and they would just have it would be like DJ Red Alert mix, DJ something something, and it'd just be like number 7, number 20. It doesn't even
Yeah,
matter.
it'd be all like
You
DJ
just grab it, just play it through, and it was just like a DJ's choice of like a set list,
but
basically.
it would also like DJ Clue got really big in that like a little bit later, but then he would also just he would have just like a mixtape with new songs with all of the biggest
Random.
rappers, all of the biggest rappers. Like the whole album would just be like Jay-Z and Jadakiss and fuck it, like whoever,
Eminem and
Eminem, yeah,
fucking.
like ever, and you'd just be, yo, what the fuck? I got this for $3 and a chicken wing.
Did you
I
guys
mean,
hear that Jay-Z was named as
oh yeah,
a
he was the other celebrity in the unnamed celebrity with
you know, so
the 13-year-old girl.
I've seen like a bunch of shit on Twitter like making this claim, but I don't know like what does this actually originate from? What was he
So
named
it's a
in?
13-year-old girl who said that P. Diddy and Jay-Z raped her together at a Diddy party years ago. But I
No,
will say,
the as a VMA after party.
okay,
So this is an adult now saying that
this is
when she was
24 years later. This
13,
is the year 2000, and she
2000,
was
yeah.
13 years old. She didn't have a ticket for the VMAs. She was kind of like hanging outside, and Diddy was like, "Yo, you look good," and then he invited her to the VMAs and then to an after party, which is just kind of like, I look, there's no like obviously no excuse. Like fuck Jay-Z, fuck Diddy. Like let's just assume that they're fucking rapists. However,
He goes, grass on the
that aside, old enough to bleed, old enough for me.
field. Oh, that's pretty funny. That Funkmaster Flex thing about Jay-Z, he goes, coming on there with your stupid laugh.
Fucking but it's like if you like I have a 12-year-old. My son's turning 12 in just a couple weeks.
What do we
He's
got to
not,
do to get him in the VMAs?
but he's not a year away from being out of my sight at an after
Yes.
party at the VA. Like, especially if it's a girl, he's a boy. And it's
No,
like,
I kept asking that question about a whole bunch of things. There's so many things. I'm like, how are all these like
Twelve-year-olds
I watched
at
like
a how are they at a fucking
when I
P.
watched
Diddy
the Girls
mansion?
Gone when I watched the Girls Gone Wild documentary, that's the thing that kept catching me. It's like we're on spring break at Lake Havasu or whatever beach in Florida. And it's like I was just there at my friend's, and I went because I'm only 16 years old, and they're showing me. I pulled my panties to the side for them, and I fucked myself with a bottle and sucked
But
my
that
dick.
was, Jay, that was
And they're
very common. When I was in high school, girls and guys, they would go on college spring break. 11th, 12th
oh,
grade,
see, I
like
didn't. That's a...
the cool kids in my school, they
Yeah.
would go down to Miami or South Beach, or they would go to Havasu. Not many, but you'd hear about it. You would hear about
I
like
don't
the,
remember that ever being a
not in
thing,
my school,
really? Your friends did
yeah.
that? Yeah, no, my
Not my
friends
friends.
weren't
I
cool
was a
like that.
loser. Like my friends were dorks, but you would hear about like the popular kids on the volleyball team, like the football players. They went to Miami during spring break to party, and they get fucked up, and they yeah, that was like a regular thing.
No, I'm so sure. I'm just saying, like, to me, it was just like it's. I was never that untethered
Well,
at all.
it's like
Where it's
kind
like
of
I couldn't be like my mom doesn't know I'm here for the week kind of
I
thing.
was untethered, but I didn't have money to go anywhere
yeah,
like
same
that.
with
It was
me.
yeah,
Same with
like my
me.
mom didn't give a shit. When I was 13, I was out all night. Like that wasn't an issue.
No, I could have pulled it off if I had had the money. I just never had money to like fucking buy a plane ticket
No,
to
those
go
are like the
down.
kids. It's the same kid that will go to Lake Havasu in high school for spring break is the same kid whose parents let all their friends drink at their house. It's that kid where it's like, so yeah, I'd rather you do it here, not out there, which is such a horseshit,
I never
trashy
ever,
fucking
I
thing.
never, even as a kid, dude, I liked going to those houses. I didn't even drink or anything. But I like going because it was like the most fun, like, at least it's where everybody would be the loosest. Maybe you would hook up with a girl or something. Because it, but I mean, I never on my own, like, I even at that age thought I was like, oh no, this is like a terrible family that's all fucked up letting us do it. And of course, they were like, that household. I think the dad ended up going to jail for something for a while.
Usually when I dealt with them, they were, I would say more well, like upper middle class. It was always that, but it was.
I knew a bunch of them, and they all fell into that kind of
Yeah,
upper
but
middle class
it
thing.
wasn't, but it was almost like they were not, like, they were almost what you want to say new money, but it's like upper middle class, like maybe the dad was in construction, the mom fucking like did whatever, but they had a decent house, they had a little bit of money. It's just almost like it's a weird thing because they're in that
I
middle area.
remember, dude, I remember very vividly, loving it. Because it was great. It was like, oh, there's a house that we can go get drunk and smoke weed at, and the fucking that's great. Because the option, because literally every other time it would be we were on a stoop or in the park. So it was like, oh, we're inside now getting drunk and high.
I
So
know.
that'll be great.
But the answer is almost like you're always like, the parents like, all right, I'll try to fuck your daughter and watch everybody get hammered at your house, but this is definitely not the way you're supposed to
No, I
live.
mean, no, but
Like,
I remember even though,
I'll reap the benefits from this, I guess,
yes,
but like,
I
you guys.
remember. Being, there's a weird thing where sometimes even if you couldn't like articulate it, kids, you just kind of get the truth. You under and I remember like being like, this is awesome. I love that we can go do drugs and drink at this house. And also being like, you guys are so full of shit. You're shitty parents. You're spinning this as, oh, it'll be safer than you guys being outside. But really, you just want to be the cool parents. And actually, what you're doing here is fucking wrong. It's genuinely wrong because you know that all of our parents are not cool with this,
Also kind of
but
crazy
you're
that
making the
like
choice.
how I it's literally so risky and crazy because I remember I got hammered. I want to say the ninth grade at my friend Gloria Brazzano's house. They were having a New Year's Eve party, and the drunkest I've ever been in my entire life. Like, we were in ninth grade. I had a crush on my buddy Dave Green's older sister, Liz Green. She was this cute fucking little redheaded chick, and I just want to show off for her. And she wasn't into me. So they were just like pouring these boys drinks to be funny. They're like, let's see how drunk we can get these boys. So I chug. I want to say 12 or 13 screwdrivers in
Oh,
like
dude.
five, 6 minutes.
That would put us on our ass today.
No. It's not
My
even a
God.
debate. Like, I got alcohol poisoning. I was drunk for 2 full days. The parents wouldn't let me leave because they were like, "Yeah, he's gonna die, so he's got to stay here until he's
The
not
responsible
dying."
thing to do is kidnap him.
Yes, but I think about it. It's like my mom. All it took was my mom, me coming home, me telling my mom having them arrested. There's nothing more than that. And most parents would. It's such a crazy, risky thing. I wonder how you don't really hear
You're
that, but.
also, I don't know exactly the details of it and stuff, but like you're also totally now on the hook, certainly in terms of liability, but maybe even criminally. Like if you were to go get behind a
Oh
wheel, if
yeah.
you were to go do something, and
Well, you
they
know that
like facilitated that whole thing, they are fucked.
did I tell you I told you guys before that it's like I got my first tattoo when I was 15, right when I moved South Jersey.
The J on
Yeah,
your
yeah.
shoulder.
Just when I moved, and my mom, dude, the begging I had to do for her because she was about to do my mom was about to go shut down that tattoo shop. It's still open, by the way. My mom put it shut. I was like, Mom, I swear to you, I won't do this again until I'm 18, but please do not make me the new kid in school whose mom immediately shut down the place that'll tattoo everybody. You know what I mean? Like, don't make me the kid. A new kid came and his mom shut the fucking tattoo shop down. That
Man,
doesn't
that's
make.
that would suck so
I was like,
much.
Mom, I'm so punish me as much as you want. Please do not make this a bigger thing than right in
Can I
this.
say though, I understand in your 16-year-old mind where that was like a big deal, but realistically speaking, it just probably wouldn't have affected you. Like, it's not like kids aren't getting tattoos, so it's almost like they're not like kids in high
No,
school
dude,
aren't paying.
no. Everyone was getting
Oh,
tattoos.
so it was a tattoo shop that was notorious for
Everybody
tattooing
knew that
underage people.
you could bring a note, a fake note from your parents, and they would do it. A fake note.
That's how I used to get cigarettes from
I
my
wrote one
mom.
for my friend Desiree. I took her to get an underage tattoo.
Nice. Yeah, the whole underage thing is fucking
She was
wild. I would what I
hot,
told
but she's not anymore. Do you guys have any? Do you guys do the thing ever? Do you see like the hot girls from like high school and just be like, damn, dude, time, huh?
There's
It's
one
so
girl.
fun.
I don't want to give any more details at all about because people will always find them. But there was a girl that I had a crush on in high school. That fucking I started like following on Instagram, and she's still really hot, but she's a fucking lunatic. Like, it's so fun to watch like the lunacy. She was going through a thing the other day. She got a new baby. And she's my age too, but she's genuinely a smoke show. So it's kind of crazy. And, she just had a baby with some dude, and like a week ago, her whole Instagram, I almost wish I could show it to you guys, 'cause it was fucking literally her being like, he's a piece of shit. He's never seeing his kid again. If he sees his kid again, I'm going to be with another man. She's like, and then she's got like another kid.
Putting
like,
that out, but what garbage you are, not to feel that way, but to put that out publicly and think that in any way, this is like a win for you, or that people are looking at that and going like, yeah, you show him, and not just going, dude, like, yo, you're a dumpster fire and you're proud of it. Like,
and
Jesus.
Then she's like, yeah, you know, she's like, I fucked, and she blanked out the name. She's like, I fucked this guy, but like, it was after we were broken up, so I know he was cheating. It's like literally putting it all out there. She got another kid who's like of age to read this. And I'm going, Jesus. Like, the whole thing I'm watching.
Can I guess it's on Facebook?
No, it's not. Facebook is usually where you get this. This is Instagram, which is crazy.
Ooh, that is crazy.
This is crazy. So
wait,
then
she posted like a picture of this text?
Doggy, yes. She's posted like, I followed it. It was like 50, like, you know, when you go through somebody's story and it's like really tiny and you're just going through it, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, this is fucking nuts. And she's so hot. I'm still going like, maybe I could fucking talk to this girl somehow. But then, dude, fucking literally now this weekend, I guess she's back with the guy, and it's
like, well, that's nice.
Dude, it's hard. Like, the guy, you see his face. He's like, he's just like broken and beaten down, and he's just not into this relationship at all. But she's like, he's like pushing the daughter in a swing, and the girl whose Instagram it is, she's like, yay, happy family. It's like a picture in front of a tree. And it's like, one week ago, I just watched this fucking crazy shit.
So I'm back with Michael. He's not beating me anymore. He said he was wrong.
It's fucking, I think about this quite often, but I remember this being like the dominant thought that I couldn't get out of my head when the first time Lauren was pregnant. And it is wild for the three of us, man. We are so lucky, like just by the grace of God, that we all had kids with like good chicks. And I'm not saying like, you know, I'm not saying like you and Beatrice or you and Carla haven't had your problems or whatever over the years.
Me and Jay, like, were the problems in those relationships. Yes, really? It wasn't Carla and B.
Yeah, really,
but
they
I
were
hate
great.
Her now, though. I hate her now, though.
But that's okay. Yeah, but no. She's, you know, the resentment is a separate, you know.
No, but I'm saying like, you didn't fucking get like some nightmare fucking pregnant. And you easily could have.
I married some nightmare.
Now listen, I know you guys are going through your thing or whatever, but overall you're like, no, you like, you had a kid with someone who really cared about her childhood and was a good mom to her and all that shit, and like, you're just like,
and
think
supported
about, like,
you and fucking, you know, was, you know, ultimately it got soured, but when you guys were together in the beginning, like, she wasn't it wasn't a bad thing, it just, the relationship got there, you know.
You had some good years there with her and Christine.
Yeah, it was the best years of your life.
It was some of the best years of my life.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you just think about like the risk that you were taking anytime you fucked like a crazy chick that, you know, like when you see that sometimes, and I know this from like, you know, people I knew from back in the day, people I know, like, you know, that I don't know that well, but you'll see like their wife or the mother of their kid just being unhinged on social media. And you're like, oh dude, Jesus.
Well, I also got me my girlfriend, my right after high school girlfriend that I got pregnant. Like, I've thought about that often. I was like, that would be a weird thing to be locked into, like that family and that world to this day.
Yeah, dude. We all dodge crazy bullets.
I'd have a 32-year-old, I think.
And I used to love cream pieing crazy bitches. It was a thing. It was my favorite.
That was Lewis's porn category.
My favorite activity. I love the activity of cream pieing crazy women.
Hi, I'm Lewis. I like cream pies and disc golf.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, I'm going to blow my nose real quick.
Please, don't worry. Why don't actually a good time to do plugs? Let's plug it up. Plug it in. Let me begin. Go to lewisofskanks.com, guys. Grab tickets. Come see me live on the road. What is this? Coming out Friday. All right. I'll be in Austin, Texas, Creek and Cave, the 20th and 21st. I'm headlining. Kim Congdon could be featuring on those shows. The 22nd, I'm doing a Depraved at the Creek and Cave. Which is going to be a goddamn blast. Come to the Creek and Cave and see a bunch of amazing comedians. Already confirmed as Joe List, Kim Congdon, and a couple others. I'm going to be adding more names in the next few days or so. Brand new tour, 2025, the Bring Five Friends Tour. My January is really starting to get crazy. Columbus, Ohio at the Comedy Attic. Zany's Rosemont, Illinois. I'm going to be in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Montreal. Keep on going, guys. Guys, Ottawa, North Charleston, guys, go down. Naples, Florida, and more. A bunch of other dates all going up throughout the year. Brand new tour, brand new everything. Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. You guys should know I do an extra bonus podcast every week, a solo show that just comes out for subscribers to my email list. So if you go to lewisofskanks.com and just subscribe to my email list, just by putting in your name and email address, you get an extra bonus show, plus a bunch of updates and news, things that before I'm going to social media, I'm putting all of big news out on my email list. So go do that now. Check out all the other pods I do, Lewis and Zach, Story Wars, and The Regs, available everywhere you guys find podcasts.
I'll be all over the road in 2025. There's a bunch of dates up on my site, comicdavesmith.com, and then I have several more that I think should be added in the next week or two. But I know. Are you pulling it up? There you go. Bozeman, Montana. Really looking forward to that one. Fort Wayne.
That Louisville's great.
Oh yeah, is it? Then Key West, which was the only gig I've ever had to cancel because I was sick. So I will be making that up. I told you I would. I'll be back there in February. And then I got Houston, Boston, Chicago, San Diego, a ton of other stuff. I think not on the website yet, but I just booked dates in Denver, in Providence. I'm coming all over the place. ComicDaveSmith.com for all those ticket links. Looking forward to a busy 2025. Of course, my other podcast, Part of the Problem, partoftheproblem.com, to get all access to all the episodes there. I got two comedy specials that are up on YouTube for free if you'd like to watch those. And that's all.
Word. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. Coming up, I have West Palm, St. Louis this weekend. West Palm on deck after that. And then I believe after West Palm, it's going to be the Providence Wacky Weekend, everybody. Thursday, Providence, December 26th, Providence. 27th, Providence. And then the 28th, Saturday, I'm going to be Boston at the Wilbur Theater. And then back Sunday for one more show at Providence. Cleveland in the new year. I'm all over the place, everybody. And then I'm calling on all the fans, everybody. I spent so much of my financial worth on these two crowd work specials. You know, I told you guys, Netflix turned them down. I'm going to release them as soon as possible now and really going to need the fans to, like, share this thing, man. Get it out there, spread it around, and help me out with that. Let's make this worth something, please. And then listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly and America's new favorite game show obsession, Story Wars, right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Sickness.
Yeah, boy.
Sickness.
Yeah, boy.
Did you put up your Christmas tree yet, Jay?
Christine did all that while I was gone.
Nice.
It's a mini tree. Well, there's like a fake tree that's normal size, but it's like, it's just like twigs. It's not really a tree. And then we have a real, you know, one is like 2 footers.
Oh, nice. I was going to get a fake one this year, but fucking, I just didn't. And then it was like too late. And then I was like, all right, well, I'll get a fucking real one this year. It's $130, which is actually pretty expensive for a fucking tree. And then
it's expensive.
It is. No, no. I see trees for like 40, 50 bucks. And now it's like in Jersey, like you can't really get them less than 100. I went to like a nicer area to get them because they have nicer trees. But then you go there, it's like, all right, well, at least I didn't spend $400 on a fake tree, which is what a fake tree was going to cost me this year. But then fucking you get wreaths and a fucking wreath is $100. $90 for a wreath.
Like decorated up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane.
It is insane for something you put up for like a month.
Yeah. I mean, dude, if you want to, so I looked into getting my house decorated professionally because I'm not the guy to get up on my roof and staple lights.
It's happening.
Never.
I know.
No, I'll put a wreath. That's good.
And it also, like, you're like me. Like, even if I were to get myself to do that, I'm going to, after like just sweating and dying, I'm going to come down and be like, this looks like shit.
It looks like I've done this, it.
I just did a terrible job.
I have done it. It looks like I threw lights into my bushes angrily. It looks like I was like, hey, bushes. After I'm spending hours trying to wrap them the right way, it was fucking bonkers. I'll never do it again. To even get the lights to go around the window where it just looks like a square. I can't even explain to you what they do. I have no idea. But I looked into it. It's wild to get.
What are we talking?
$2,500 to not even first. You don't keep the stuff. They're renting you the lights. It's not like they use your stuff. You can't use your stuff.
I do, because I would almost be interested in that. I'd like
your house is going to be $5,000. You have twice the size of a house. Your house is going to be $5,000. My house, and by the way, this is not even. I'm not talking about covering my house like Clark Griswold, because then you go like, all right, that'd be kind of fun and funny. No, I'm talking about like
just lights
one
going
row along my roof, and then the windows outlined.
Do you get a tree with that too, or just the house?
They should bring a dead Santa Claus, and I get to rape his fucking body for $2,500. I want a live reindeer to eat out of my hand every morning.
Yeah, I need my decorations to be live reindeer. 12 live reindeer.
I want 8 midgets.
No, I do kind of feel, because like my kids, when we'll be driving around, they get excited. If we're driving at night and they see like a house, it's like, oh, look, that one it's looks awesome. Really cool. And I'd love to like do that for my house. But also, I have the job for me to do that on my house. Yeah, like when you pass a house like that, you're like, oh, that looks so cool.
That would be, so this is not even, that would be for my house.
Well, the thing is also, that house is a substantially smaller than my house.
Yes.
It's just a lot
that's
more
like
work.
My size. That's probably a little bit bigger technically than my house, because I had a one-car garage. But that right there would probably cost $5,000 to get done.
Oh, dude, come on. So what's it going to cost me? That is
like a lot. That's a bunch of fun stuff. Like this... This would be like what they would do for $2,500 without the trees.
That other one was about the size of mine. That one there. $2,500.
But I would love it to look like that. That looks beautiful.
That would be me. If I had to guess, to get that much done would be $5,000. This was doing none of the bushes.
This is what
the trees.
I need.
Just so listen, like, just the top of the roof like that and the windows was going to cost me $2,500.
The trees are really where it's at. The trees and bushes, if you don't do those, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not that much. But that looks awesome.
Aren't those nets now at this point? They just kind of wrap nets.
But they look like nets. They look like shit. You got to get them like when they do it professionally, they do it with like they string them around. They have a team of Mexicans come in. It's wild.
Now, can you just grab Mexicans and give them your lights and be like, decorate my house? Decorate-o.
A weird thing where like they don't. There's not many companies that do it. There's like one company, and for Jersey, I don't know. It's some fucking mob shit, dude. They're like, yeah, there is no other company. We're the only company that does it. And I was like, no, because I said I got a better price.
It would make that much cheaper, Lewis. What would make that much cheaper is hire probably just a straight up handyman and buy the lights.
No, you probably could. I couldn't find people to do it besides this one company. And then they only do certain, like the way they do it, it's like there's certain dates you can get it done. It's like, it's very bizarre.
It sounds like something more that a company would do. I mean, like as far as like, I mean, like a business, like they would pay $5,000 to decorate like a Chili's or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems weird that it would like be like for, I wonder how often that comes up for someone's house. I guess.
I think rich people do not do it themselves. Rich people are not getting on the roofs, doing it themselves. Middle-class people do that. But if you go to a nice, beautiful neighborhood, they're all professionally done.
I just took it for granted that my neighbors who do that are like they're getting up on the roof and doing that. But now I'm re-examining that and going, oh, I bet a bunch of them just hired someone.
Well, you can tell the ones that are hired because they're perfect.
Are perfect.
Yeah,
they're all perfect.
It's not that hard to do. Then in my mind, I go, well, it must be super easy.
No, jerk off over here can do it.
No, dude, that guy's a doctor. He's worked 60 hours a week working on people's hearts. He's not getting on his fucking roof.
We drove by and looked at the house again the other day at night looking for that. And I was like, people really aren't that festive at this house.
The people that are moving out of your place.
Yeah.
Well, probably they're in the process of moving. It's like that just wouldn't be a priority if I'm like in the process of like moving into my new house. And
the hilarious things that happen that you don't realize you're gonna get jagged for money on this stuff is pretty wild. The people asked us if they could stay till after the holidays. Could we close after the holidays? And we were like, they want to spend one more holiday there. I was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And then somehow that was gonna cost us money. It was like, oh, you're letting them stay for a little longer, like. That's going to cost you blah 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 on your loan. What?
We're just like, well, how? I don't know the first step of how that works.
I'm just like, I don't know what you're even talking about. But they just asked if they could stay for two more weeks, and then goes, I was like, yeah, I don't care.
Are you telling me the sellers are not the ones who issue my loan? There's a third party involved in this.
I thought I was just going like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So we did the tree, which actually I've gotten pretty good at doing the tree. You know, I had the dad mode. I fucking string it. I string the lights. I string the garland around the tree, which apparently that's a very Puerto Rican like trash thing to do. I didn't realize garland on a tree was not considered nice.
I've always thought that was part of a tree.
Pull up my tree. I put it on Instagram if you guys want to see it. And then, you know, the kids do all the fucking ornaments and that's that. But, you know, nice little festive night, listening to some gay Christmas music and finding out my son's attracted to the people who sing it.
Yeah, he goes, you're over there dancing around the house. James is dry humping a wall to George Michael. I'm feeling things, Dad. I don't know what's going on. It's my truth.
That's not it. Yeah, we'll go to the actual finished tree, guys. It's fine.
Is that your sister?
It's my niece and my son. There it is, guys.
Nice. It's good.
Yeah, I think it looks great. I think it does look great. I think it's, I do tinsel.
Now, let me ask you, do you have your lights? I am a big fan of the lights that twinkle. I don't like the blink.
No. Twinkle's trash. Color's trash, twinkle's trash.
You just have straight to just lit.
Lit. My star twinkles, and I kind of hate it. I'm thinking, and my star is also a little too big for my tree.
Star should be set, but I'd say inside the tree twinkle.
I was gonna say star does look a little big for the tree. It looks like that's supposed to be the star of like a gigantic tree.
Yeah,
didn't strike me, but twinkle lights, dude. It's not trash. You're wrong.
I like the lights that just stay on.
Yeah,
you gotta have voted, dude.
Couple of broke.
I don't know.
Jay, turns out you're wrong because you just got outvoted on Legion of Skanks.
Now I'm new to all this Christian business. I'm the city. I gotta say.
Yeah, it's also the thing too. Like, I don't have. I mean, I like Christmas decorations and all that kind of stuff, but like, I've genuinely there's something about like maybe it's just being Jewish that I just don't like feel like the ultimate like warmth in Christmas. It was fun when Isabella was little. It was the most fun, obviously. With it, but like, especially having an adult kid now.
She's also part Colombian, so they all do it. They like really feel the Jesus part of it.
Oh my God! I said this on stage before. The saddest thing in the world is going to a Hispanic house on Christmas Eve. Like everybody comes over. There's a priest, and like they all sing sad carols together. It's like the most depressing thing ever.
Yeah, they have to feel for baby Jesus. You're like, guys, this is about fucking candy canes, cookies, and presents. What are we doing?
Yeah, stop, guys. There's nothing religious about this.
I posted my, you know, I'm.
Can you stop bringing religion into my Christmas, please?
it really is. Keep religion out of Christmas.
Keep religion out of Christmas, dude. Enough.
It's fucking listen. Why do we got to politicize everything?
I know. Can't a guy just have a bi kid and fucking dude, build fucking, a stupid tree?
Dude, Christmas. You'll see like people have fucking nativity scenes and shit. Like none of that stuff. Like.
Your wife's family, it's like midnight mass, Dave.
Huh? Do you go to what about midnight mass?
Is her family religious enough to do like midnight mass and stuff?
No, they're not really churchgoers.
Nice. I remember that. That was like, I remember being a kid and thinking that was when I went with my dad and stepmom and I guess my brother or brothers to that when they were babies. Like, the once or twice in my life that I've gone to like midnight mass, it did feel neat that you were doing something like a gathering that late.
Yeah, right. I did it maybe once.
Like weird. When you got there, you're like, holy shit, like there's like 100 people here at midnight.
My aunt would do it once in a while. It was like a thing when we were kids. It, like, I guess there was also a passion play every year where, like, the people in the community would put on a play of Jesus's death. It was called the Passion Play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, oh, they weren't back then. They weren't allowed to be they thems. They had to do something gay.
Great idea. Legion of Skanks Passion Play for Christmas.
Are you going to be the Lord Christ? I mean,
no, Dave has to be the Lord Christ.
I mean, you really, Dave, you're a wiggle.
Should I like really like Jew it up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How
he goes, guys, ouch. I'm doing the best I can. I'm walking.
JC here. Hate to be that guy. Is anyone else suffering from dry air?
Yeah. He goes, whipping me while I'm trying to carry the thing seems counterproductive.
Let's see. How long is a passion play? Generally, you can expect a passion play to be between 1 and 2 hours long, dramatizing the events.
Same with the Legion of Skanks podcast.
In the last week of Jesus's life. This is maybe a great fucking idea. Is there like a script for a passion play? We can book fucking different guests to play different parts. This is fun. Is nobody into this idea? I'll move on.
Yeah, I mean, I liked doing Jewy Jesus, but I'm losing steam.
Okay. Dave's not going to want to get shirtless and stabbed.
I don't think he has to get shirtless. He could probably wear.
I'd rather not get stabbed.
No.
If we could avoid that part.
Jesus was shirtless.
Is your beef with me that you go, there, classic Dave, won't let us crucify him?
Yeah, he won't let us fucking poke at him and fucking.
You're never fun, Dave.
You can't just walk the path to the stage at the stand while we beat and whip the shit out of you. Okay. Man. Some give all for this show and some give none. Dave won't let us passion him.
How did Jesus Christ bite his nails?
How?
Like this?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. I like it.
Jesus Christ walks into a hotel with 3 nails in his hand, goes, can you put me up for the night?
I like
crushing it. Last night, crushing with the kids last night. My Aunt Anne-Marie. Very upset that I'm telling these jokes as we're putting up a Christmas tree.
Really?
Aww, poor Anne Marie. She never signed up for any of this stuff. Yeah. But the only successful one in her long family's history is the filthiest one of all of them.
Yep. She's like, that's nice. That's nice on Christmas.
It is fun to be the most successful piece of shit in your family.
Yep. Hey, Anna Marie, you know why you're eating this Christmas for the first time ever? Because of jokes like that from Lewis's mouth.
Goddamn right. Yeah, that was a nice time, guys.
But it is so funny, me and Dave, even both being Jewish, like how much Christmas has been in my life. My mom could not wait to get Christmas. I don't think, just because my dad not being Jewish, like always Christmas around in some way.
Does your mom still celebrate Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my step-pop's like Italian.
Yeah, you guys were like Jewish by blood.
Yeah.
But not like culturally at all, really.
Well, when my grandfather was still alive and I was younger still, and like everybody still lived in Philly and by my grandmother a little bit more, but never religious, but like celebrated those holidays.
Yeah. Culturally. Like,
they also just suck. When I was
everybody got together for Passover and Hanukkah and stuff like that for like a night or something. But like, it was never like, you weren't getting that Christmas thing at all. Christmas
it's
was
just,
day,
it's
like,
just a
shit. They had to go to the movies. You can go to the movies always because it'd be empty.
Yeah, it was no offense to the Jews, but you guys just don't do holidays right. They're really shitty.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah, you know, when I dated Karen Margolis, like we did whatever the Easter one is.
Passover. Seder. It's definitely not Easter.
I mean, it's fucking goddamn, dude. What a fucking boring. And the whole time they're just talking down to you. They're like, the Jews are great. Everyone else isn't. You're like, we're your guests during this holiday thing.
Yeah, that celebration's weird. Again, like we never did that, though. It was never like a religious element. It was like it was essentially what people would do for Christmas. Like no one comes over for Christmas dinner and does like a big religious celebration usually.
I think Latin families do. I think they pray and they have a very but even though like if you had Jewish people, even if I was like straight up like real Latin, I had friends who like were like real deal like Puerto Rican or Dominican. If there was Jewish people there's no part of like the Christmas night where you're like, let's talk about how Christians are better than specifically everybody else.
Well, it is that there's a superiority thing to Judaism that you just don't find in Christianity. It's like Muslims have it, Christians just Christians is also like lovey-dovey, and like it, also just like the nature of Christianity is always like you could become a Christian right now. Like all you have to do is accept Jesus and you're one of us too. And that's it. Like literally right here at this table, if you're like, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, you're one of us. Whereas Judaism, it's like you have to pass all these fucking tests in order to get in. And we
and a Muslim, you have to smell like shit. So
you have to. It's the otherwise who's going to believe you? So like, and also Jews start with the premise of like this small group is God's chosen people, which is, you know, it's hard to believe that and not believe like, you know, the rest of you guys ain't.
Yeah, no, it's exactly. I remember just being there with James with this fucking yarmulke on. And I felt like
a little weird when you got a kid there. It's the not just you being like, that. Like
I feel it like burning into my scalp. I'm like,
well, the thing is, with,
well, Lewis, it's not supposed to touch your scalp. Christianity. You're supposed to hold it up with your horns.
Yeah, you dummy. The whatchamacallit, the like Christmas, like I said, there's no, I don't think there's any Christian holiday that like people who celebrate it on the most casual level, like put almost any religious element into it. Other than you go to church on whatever, but like, yeah, like a Seder's supposed to be like fucking long when you do it, like the whole
thing. Real ones, like fucking, the thing about it is that you're also like, you're talking about Karen Margolis's family. They're Orthodox, right?
Like no, they were Israeli though. So that's like a different level. That's like a different type of like almost Orthodox in their own way. Like Israelis like really fucking love the smell of their own shit.
Well, no, but there's a lot of atheist Israelis, but they've got to be at least like maybe they're not Orthodox, but they're at least like conservative, like very religious Jews. Yes. Like there's not it's a total different thing when you go to like fucking we would do like a little Seder thing at my house, but it was like fucking, you know, 10 minutes before you eat. We'd like, you know, quickly like read the story of like what, you know, what happened to fucking Moses. But when you go, which I've gone to a few times in my life as a kid, when you go to like a conservative or an Orthodox Seder, it's fucking, I remember being a little kid and actually they have the food and my mouth was watering because I was so hungry. And it was the first time I remember this moment. I was like, oh, I get what the cartoons are doing. Like I never realized your mouth actually waters if you're hungry.
Right.
I've never been sitting here and
Dave
front
was
of
floating
like,
with the smell pulling by the nostrils.
It is like it's fucking brutal, dude.
Yeah, I got to sit there and wait.
Like, do it after we eat.
Oh, anything ceremonial is fucking bizarre. I mean, and it's also I love when it's like ceremonial, but it's like shitty to the kids when you go to like see like the real hardcore like baptisms where they just dunk a fucking baby by the ankle or you know what I mean, or like, or instead like the rabbi cutting a baby's dick and sucking the blood out like was in front of the whole fucking family is bizarre.
Yeah, that's actually one of the craziest practices. I wish the first time I brought that up,
I can't believe it still exists.
Is it, the first how, time brought, how many of them actually
listen,
do
listen,
that?
The
though.
First time I brought that
surprisingly
up
a lot.
To you guys on this show, you guys both denied its truth.
No, there's I didn't like, deny its truth. I said, I think that's like a crazy rare thing. It's not like a thing that Jews all do. I still don't know who the fuck does that.
No, that
is
it,
a thing.
Hasidic Jews, every Hasidic Jew does it.
Yeah, Hasidic Jews are insane.
If you do the ceremony at house, a lot of times they'll still do if you have the rabbi come, like even if the family's not that super crazy,
rabbi's gonna come twice.
The rabbi still does the full like
no, I think it's the moil or whatever it's called, not a rep, but I don't think even if you do like a home circumcision, I think the overwhelming majority of the time they're not sucking the blood.
I think Hasidic,
I mean,
Jews,
whatever, the whole thing is crazy. I mean,
look it up. We don't have crazy to debate it out loud. I believe Hasidic Jews always do it. If you're a Hasidic Jew, you for had sure your dick sucked by a fucking vampire rabbi.
But I would bet that also
possibly, but even that's a small percentage of Jews.
But I would also say Orthodox, probably for sure.
Orthodox. I don't know about
that. Very ceremonial, but it's the fucking craziest thing ever.
And I was reading about like different Christmas celebrations like around the world, and Finland is, I believe, the best place to go celebrate Christmas.
Really.
I think you got to go to Brazil where they have those actual passion plays where a guy does get the shit beat out of him for real.
No, I didn't.
Oh yeah. These guys, they reenact it where they actually like fucking crucify a guy, like nail his hands to
what?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's
Finland. Well, it's a little different. No, you don't do that in Finland. Oh. A big thing. Well,
you're a part of this now.
I want to go so badly. Apparently, the night before on Christmas Eve, a big thing that everyone in Finland does is everyone saunas.
Why?
Why? To like cleanse themselves for the year, to get ready for like the next year. That sounds awesome, though. Being with your fucking beautiful white family in Finland, sitting in a sauna, real reindeer are fucking running the streets.
That's very Lewis centric. I want to go sauna for the.
I would love it. I sauntered yesterday.
A Christmas sauna?
Sounds fucking great. Actually,
you're telling me you guys don't do Christmas carols? You just yell at Uber drivers?
It's a perfect place for me.
He goes, you scream at ride shares, and then you have. It's all. And then you sauna.
What? What? There's Christmas boxing here?
Did we get that info, guys?
They just put a one thing.
Oh. All right, I was looking for it, and I did find this other thing about babies dying from ritual circumcision.
Yeah, this is what I brought up years ago. Specifically, was the babies getting herpes? That's where the
they get herpes. From. Yeah, that's like a very well known thing.
Yeah, no, that's rough.
It says that in ultra orthodox communities, it is always done as this.
Ultra orthodox.
I'm not sure what ultra-Orthodox is compared to regular Orthodox.
Or like what percentage of Jews fall into that. It's probably a pretty small percentage.
So the ultra-Orthodox Jews are, when you say the word ultra-Orthodox Jews, I start to go like, hey, you know what, maybe Jake Shields has a point. That sounds dangerous. Just a dangerous level of Jew.
We don't want to let him
get that hardcore.
Well, if you would focus on those ones and leave the rest of us alone, then sure, we could all get on board.
Ultimate Orthodox Championship.
The fucking truth is, which is that it's a weird thing and kind of hilarious in a dark way, but there is just no defense for circumcision in general.
No can defend.
Nope. And it's like, it's the craziest, most fucked up thing. And they're just like, I don't know, we've been doing it for a long time. So we're going to keep doing it.
There's no reason. We've figured out that there's absolutely no reason, unless you live in like a third world country where you don't have hot water.
I guess like maybe you could find a situation like that.
So the study came from in Africa. They did a study where they circumcised a bunch of like Africans, and it stopped the transmission of AIDS by whatever percentage. It was like
And then the study concluded at the end that whether you circumcise or don't circumcise them, you still live in fucking Africa, and life sucks.
You're gonna get AIDS somehow.
It's a cleanliness thing. So if you have hot water and a shower, and you can clean the smegma out of your dick, there's no reason to. But if you're in a country where you really can't bathe too often, you can. It does like.
Is that right? Okay, I didn't know that, and that makes sense enough.
But that's like, where it all came from. So people talked about it being cleaner, but it was all from this one study. I went through this so specifically because Beatrice was so against James getting circumcised, and I was like, up until the day he was born, he was getting circumcised. Like that was that. We ended up not circumcising him. Once I actually held him, I was like, well, now I can't let somebody fucking take a blade to him.
Well, it's so brutal and barbaric, dude. It's like, it's fucking torturing this fucking baby. Great,
because I got Isabella circumcised.
Well, when you could do it at home with a rock, it's different, Jay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, they were going to do
it. It was a home ritual. Sucked the blood.
He was born at 2 in the morning, and then they were like, all right, we're going to wait till the morning to do it. And I was like, yo, fuck this. I was like, no way.
You're like, let him get nice and used to that beautiful bird.
Yeah.
Take some of it.
Yeah. Just send me videos of kids getting circumcised.
I know it's not that bad.
It's so inconsequential, but like, I'm happy I'm circumcised, but like, I definitely understand the argument against doing it for sure.
Yeah. Well, I would have definitely had a dirty dick had I not been circumcised. I was a scrub when I was a teenager in like college. Like I'd go days without showering.
Lashes.
Yeah.
You were a scrub? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what does the word scrub mean? I never took scrub to mean dirty.
I was a kid, that's what we would call like a dirty.
Really?
Kid. That kid's a scrub.
I always thought a scrub. Scrub was always like loser.
Yeah, you're a wigger. Like, you get all of your information.
You're going with the TLC definition.
You get all of your information from the hip.
No, but I'm saying, listen. Okay, let me take you guys to Wigger school.
Scrub is a guy who doesn't clean his dick, and he's always known as a buster.
Doesn't clean
smegging
his
like this, and he's smegging like that. Can't get with the smegma ass, so no, I don't want that wiener. No, I don't want to give you one. No, you don't wash your jeans enough.
I really didn't. I was a scrub really way too late to be a scrub.
Were you a dirty kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I would go a couple days without showering. I wasn't like known as being a dirty kid in school, but like, so I think more kids.
You were a dude. I don't know.
I think a lot of little boys were scrubs. That's what it was, especially in our generation. Like, but like my mom would like go. She'd be like, go take a shower, and I'd turn the shower on and not shower. I just stand in the bathroom and pretend to shower.
Really?
That's how against it I was.
That yeah. I don't ever remember.
I remember faking brushing my teeth when I was a kid.
I think I would fucking teeth brushing. I would fucking bullshit a lot too. It's like you're gonna stand there anyway.
I would literally stand there with the water on, pretending to brush my teeth for no reason at all.
Could just brush your teeth. Yeah, I did the same thing. Yeah, I was like clean, but to this day, dude, and I said it's always just schedule stuff, like shower. I very rarely just like enjoy a shower. It's all like it's like time waste to me that it's like. Do you know what I mean? It's like that I have to do all that before I go somewhere and get ready. I do fucking like, I wish I had more of like, I need a nice hot shower.
I do like it now. Like, yeah, when I never miss a shower now. I'll never go a day without showering.
I never go a day without showering ever. I'm saying I wouldn't do a day without, but some people are like, when they come home, they're even like, I'm going to shower at night.
I don't know. I don't do that.
And I'm like, I go, that would be such a, it's like you're asking me to kill so much time. By the time I'm getting ready to do a shower, like I'd want to just get in bed.
I'll do it if like I'm coming off a plane. That's about the only time.
Always,
I'll take a night shower before like going to bed.
If I work out or like if I just fuck, if I didn't shower that day, I'll shower before bed. But it's very rare that I'm going to wait that late, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I was just a fucking just a little dirty kid, dude. I was dirty. Even I remember when I was with Beatrice. I remember that late, there'd be times where I'd just be fucking scrubbing out. And I think back then, I was like, ew, why would I ever have dirty fucking smelly balls and expect a woman to suck on my balls? That's fucking crazy.
Well, were you like a rewear socks and shit like that guy?
Yeah, when I was like selling comedy club tickets and shit.
Oh yeah, I was too. I was right there with you. Yeah.
For I always wouldn't do laundry. I was like, well, I'm out of clean socks. So very often you'd go buy a six pack of socks. Me and Dave would split six packs of socks.
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh, we got to make some money. We got to get weed, beer, and socks.
me and Lewis would split a three pack. We each ended up with one sock at one point.
That's fucking hilarious. Split. You want to go halfsies on some socks?
We just split. We each get one. But yeah, no, I was very much like that. But it was like a kind of teenage boy just bled into like I think it's true for a lot of people in our generation, but it's really true for comedians is that you kind of just like stayed a teenager a lot longer, you know, like you just kind of like, I don't know. You didn't like go into like some like I'm in a corporate environment now where I'm a grown up. It was like we're telling dick jokes. And
yeah, it was, you know, funny. Like, though, having Isabella young thrust me into a little more of like.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? I did. I'm curious how I would have lived had I eventually just moved up to New York with like buddies. Do you know what I mean? Or something like I did it right with like Carla, Kurt, and his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, a kid will change it all. Like you're not, you have to be, it just puts everything into perspective. You're like, oh no, I have to fucking be an influence and a leader. And like you start to go like, oh yeah, I can't be a fucking absolute shithead.
Yeah, you just
probably
have real
when I stop being a shithead.
For sure, for me, I mean, I never like really grew up until I had kids. And that's like when you're like, oh, like it's just a different, like having responsibilities that just are yourself are just kind of like, it's just not the same thing. Right. And I was never very responsible. I'd be behind on rent. I'd be kicked out of places. I'd be, you know what I mean? But then like,
you can comfortably like, you know, navigate like yourself to be what, to have what you need. But like when it's like for somebody else, yeah, you're like, oh shit. Well, she can't like,
yeah.
She can't live in an apartment that's got a fucking leaky roof and just put a pot on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, I could live like that, I guess, for like a week if I had to. You know what I mean? But like, I can't put her through that. She has to be in an apartment that's like a decent apartment.
Even shit just like, like, I don't know. I remember so much of my, you know, the years of like living on my own or whatever, like, you know, the years between 18 and whatever I had a kid, I think I was 34. It was like so many times I just wouldn't have anything in the refrigerator. It would just be nothing. There'd be no food in the house at all. And it'd just be like, I don't know, I'll go get something to eat, or I'll go get coffee, or I'll go get, and it's just like, even just that, like when you have a kid, you're like, oh, well, there's gotta be like snacks and yeah, shit. There's gotta be fun. There's gotta be something for dinner tonight.
Well, like beyond back in the day, if I cut myself, I would just shove a booger into the hole. I was like, well, that's what I'm gonna do with that.
And just to be clear for people listening, Lewis also was a cutter, so this was a regular thing that was happening. He just had boogers,
just fucking infected booger fucking guts all over.
I never had band-aids growing up. Like, where are we gonna, why would I ever purchase first of all, I spent $8 on band-aids. That's crazy. But it's like, you just have a kid, you have to have band-aids, you have to have Neosporin. Yeah. Boogers aren't gonna cut it anymore,
which Neosporin is out now, evidently.
You don't even know if the healing properties of your boogers works on him.
Dylan just texted me. He's like, hey, dude, I think my credit card still attached to your Streams Labs. I've been getting charged $150 a year every December for the past 4 years. Oh, shit.
What's he been getting charged for?
He set up my, Stream Labs. He set up my Twitch years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he would have used his credit card, though. It's so frustrating now that I have to go. I don't know the first step on figuring out how to see whose credit card is on my Streamlabs. It's not something that I use anymore. I don't know a password. It's just, oh.
I have to get that company that tells me. I'm so nervous to do it because I can't wait to find out that it's going to be like, you know, you have 7 Netflix accounts.
Oh, you're going to get that service?
I want to. I keep like not doing it, but like
I did like it.
So I have like, I definitely have at least 2 NFL Sunday tickets. I have at least 2 NBA packages. I've got, I know there's more than one Netflix.
Oh, Alex just said, and you owe Dylan $600. Oh, is that what he's hitting me up for? Oh, he thinks I'm paying him retroactively for the past 4 years of Streamlabs?
I believe that's what he's saying, Lewis.
Yeah. Wait, did you not get that?
No, I thought he was just trying to get me to get the credit card off of there for future reference.
No, I'd say you owe him money. It's charging his credit card.
Yeah, it's charging his credit card.
I don't use it, though. I mean, there's a real debate here.
I don't think there's much of a debate.
I mean, I don't...
Credit card off of it. You got to give him...
I don't use it. I don't use it.
But you had him set it up for you.
Years ago. I don't know why he would have used his credit card. This is ridiculous.
So that he could, in the future, come take $600 from you in front of everyone.
This is a fucking juice scam happening right before my very eyes.
Scam. I love it.
Fucking juice scam.
You want to wrap this pitch up?
I want to wrap it up like a Christmas gift and give it away.
Ooh. I like having the stores wrap my gifts so it looks nice. One thing I am not, a good wrapper. I'll take fucking...
No, you're pretty good. We did it at Skankfest. You won.
Did I?
You're not the worst. There's a worse wrapper.
Yeah, maybe I'm not the worst, but I'm not good at all. Christine's pretty good.
No, I'm talking about the rap.
How did you not get that? What type of battle do you think we had at Skankfest, Jay? It's a play on words.
Oh, I didn't know.
How sick is your brain right now?
I'm telling you, in my mind, that we may have done a Christmas gift wrapping contest on the show.
Also not a bad idea.
dude, I promise I'll lose that.
Dude, let's do a Christmas wrapping contest for the week before Christmas. This is, I think we should do a passion play. Alex found a 45-page passion play script, and we should do a Christmas wrapping contest. 45
pages seems like a lot. All right.
Not a lot. It's 1 minute a page, Dave.
Yeah, I guess you're
It's only a minute a page, dude. Relax.
All right, fine.
Yo, bro, relax.
Fine, but you're not crucifying me.
You're so boring. This is so you. We'll catch you guys from our stand episode next week, everybody. Thank you for subscribing to GasDigital.com. We'll catch you next time on the Friday Night Hang. Until then, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with 3 C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
host Jay Gomez.
You're trying to watch a retard draw swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.